Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Setter at his appointed place where he'll stay this week, which is the WKOK production room for our producer. Rob Setter going to take care of On the Mark and Sunrise all this week. We're going to have two guests on the news line in a moment. We'll talk to Amy Martin Ziegenfuss, who's one of the distinguished Shikellamy graduates about to be honored. But first, we have on the news line, around here, we call her State Representative Linda Schlegel-Culver. But perhaps the most important thing is the attribute that she goes by, that she is a bravette, a former bravette. It's on the line. Good morning, Linda. Thank you for calling in today.
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
I appreciate that. Jeez, I thought I'd get a louder laugh about that.
Yeah, I was giggling.
Only 25 short years ago. But I'll tell you what, you've been really one of the most active individuals who was at Shikellamy, and then in the years afterward, you've been really, I just think, significantly honored, and people have recognized your good work, and you have done lots of work, organizations with the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, United Way around here, United Way of Pennsylvania, Suroptimus. I mean, I just see your name popping up. A big ally for Sunbury Revitalization Incorporated and some of the other regional revitalization efforts around here. But you are now being listed as a distinguished Shikellamy graduate. Of course, you're a Sunbury area resident. So let me just ask you a couple quick questions. How did your Shikellamy career prepare you for some of the many things that you have done since graduation?
So I've been asking myself that same question since, you know, they told me I would be receiving this great honor, and I think it's pretty simple. I had to get my yearbook out because they wanted to know, you know, what activities I had been in, and I think what it's most important is Shikellamy, I call it the land of opportunities. They offer so many different curriculum for so many different interests, but then they enhance the curriculum with all the extracurricular activities. So, you know, one enhances the other, one supports the other, and I think it starts to build that really great foundation you need to be able to go out and do anything you really want to do.
And so this idea of community service, now your family, of course, probably played a role in that, and your community did, but you had a sense from the time you were growing up, and you've just kind of amplified it and redoubled it, this idea that if you're in this community or in this world, you aren't here just to do your bit, you know, take good care of yourself and move on. You've always had a sense that I'm supposed to be pulling for my whole town, for my neighbor, for my whole community.
I think that's what makes strong communities. I think it makes you better as a person when you can do that. And everything you do to give back is helping some cause, some person. It just makes everything stronger, and it makes everybody else feel a part of the community. And, you know, if you don't have a community around you, surrounding you, when you fall on hard times, you're left alone. So I think it's important for everybody to support each other.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, well said. I think what you do really does make people feel valued and has an impact on them and maybe passes that on to them that they should be helping out as well. Well, you are going to be among one of the first inductees of the new Shikellamy Alumni Wall of Distinction, and this will be a location in the school where there will be recognition for individuals who have gone on to do well. What's your reaction to hearing that news that your accomplishments, your accolades are being, folks are talking about you?
Well, I mean, I am truly honored, but the one thing I think I realized as I began to process, you know, what the award meant to me and what it means is I actually thought it's not really about me. It's really about anybody who sets an example, but it's about our students. It's about showing them that, you know, you lead by example, and if you can do that, you can, you know, I want them to realize they can become anything they want to become. And I think as the years go on, and I looked at so many graduates that are doing so many great things, both here in this community, the surrounding area, and like Amy, globally. If you have not Googled her, she is quite fascinating. And I think we have so much to be proud of with our former students and our upcoming students, and I'm really excited to see what they can do.
Well, this is an opportunity for all Shikellamy graduates to, of course, take a look back and see in what way did the school prepare them. What impact might this have on current students? After a while, they're going to get two individuals to notable individuals to see on the wall now. But in the future, students will look at that and say, you know, hey, maybe the sky's the limit, or, you know, I wonder if she thinks big, or, you know, what was it that, you know, she did in high school? Folks are going to look at you as an inspiration. Your thoughts about that?
I think what's most important about these years is finding what you like, finding what you love to do, and what makes you happy. And that's going to be really their building blocks of success. And these are the years they should be exploring. And, you know, if they have questions or, you know, want to talk to anybody that gets on that alumni wall, I'm sure anybody would want to help. Speak to or encourage any of the students to really realize that success is just, it's not about a job title or how much money you make or where you live. It is about, you know, you being able to support yourself, bettering your community, and being content with where you are. And I think that's the message we're trying to give these students, that you can become anything you want to become. It's just totally up to you.
Oh, super well said. Thank you so much. Class of 1987, Shikellamy High School, Linda Schlegel-Culver. Anything else to add to our conversation you'd like to add?
I would like to congratulate Amy Martin-Ziegenfuss for also receiving this award. I look forward to everybody else getting on this wall, because I think they're going to run out of walls before they run out of people. And I am very honored, and I was so grateful that I was able to grow up in the Shikellamy School District. And I'm excited to encourage, and I hope every student there has a rewarding future.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for all your time. I can't wait to talk to you again about these and other topics and accomplishments and just some of the inspirational things that you've said that can be further explored at another date. Linda, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a great day.
Appreciate that. Linda Schlegel-Culver has done many things over the years, and now we call her state representative, but she has done dozens and dozens of activities and has received numerous accolades and been part of many organizations over the years, and now going to be one of the inductees at the Shikellamy Alumni Wall of Distinction. And with that, we welcome the other designee of that honor now. She is Amy Martin, as she was known around the high school only a few short years ago. Amy Martin Ziegenfuss is here, Shikellamy graduate, and making international waves. She is a senior vice president of global enterprise and brand marketing at Hilton, and a foundation board member of the International Gay and Lesbian Travel Association. And she too has been doing a lot of work, and subsequently has received recognition for that forward thinking work. Amy, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I do appreciate that. You're one of the designees of the Alumni Wall of Distinction. Your name would be just a little bit less familiar to us in our immediate local area, but as Linda outlined very clearly, the world's heard of you. So give us a quick glimpse of your time at Shikellamy, the work you've done since then, and bring us up to the present.
I'm happy to. So my time at Shikellamy was truly foundational. I think Linda said it really well. It can really, you know, give you the options to prepare you for whatever you want to take on in the world. For me, I was really inspired to be part of the theater, the drama program, the forensics program at Shikellamy. And that was really, it really opened up doors for me because it sort of enabled me to understand that I had a voice and that I could use that voice both to propel my career forward, but also to help others with theirs. So that's sort of what started me on my path. And then I found my way into marketing and eventually into marketing travel and hotels. And that's a very, very fun place to market because everyone loves a good trip, don't they? So yeah, I'm very lucky to be working now for Hilton. I'm based in the Washington, D.C. area, and I do have have a global role, so I get to work with lots of countries and travelers around the world.
Well, and near the top of your resume is that you're recently recognized by Women Leading Travel and Hospitality, a top woman executive in the world of travel and the hospitality industry, and on their inaugural list, citing your success in building strong teams through your ability to create space for diversity and talent and thought. I guess perhaps diversity would be the great next stepping off point here. You have made sure that the International Gay and Lesbian Travel Association, that individuals who are gay or lesbian, the LGBT community, recognize as a global force when it comes to travel. You know, this is an area where you saw that some additional work could take place, and you said, hey, I'll help make progress. Tell me about that.
That's exactly right. I think, you know, you said it well. It's important that everybody gets a chance to have a seat at the table. And as a woman and as someone who is a lesbian herself, you know, I've got a wonderful wife, Joanna Martin-Ziegenfuss. It's really important for me that I help make space for those voices at the table, for those coming after me, for those who maybe don't have as much chance to be heard. Maybe they don't have, you know, that sort of entree. So for me, it was really important that I help mentor young women and men, those coming after me, and also make a point of being on the board of the International Gay and Lesbian Travel Association, which really supports small businesses who are making it possible for the LGBTQ plus community to travel safely around the world. They're a really important contributor to economies and to communities, and so it's really important that we in the travel community do our best. So that's what got me involved there, and it's a really great organization.
Do you have a message for current students? I asked Linda about that. I'll ask you, too. This idea, is there anything that if you had an open mic to talk to all of the students at Shikellamy and maybe elsewhere, what do you say to young people?
I think Linda said it really beautifully. She said it's not about, you know, it's not about sort of going one way or another. It's about figuring out what's right for you. And I think, you know, there are a lot of resources at Shikellamy that can help you do that. And you should try and take advantage of them because they do want to help you. And I think, you know, you may not find it on the first go because not everybody is, you know, not everybody is one thing or the other. Not everyone. I wasn't sporty, for instance. So, you know, it took me a little while to find my people. But I think, you know, people at Shikellamy, the teachers, the coaches, really do want to help. So if you are, you know, kind of looking for something, keep looking and keep trying to be part of that community because it's very supportive.
Any particular mentors or individuals when you were in high school can be named that were helpful? Please.
I'm glad you asked. Yes, Ellen Boyer. She was Ellen Sexton when I was at Shikellamy, but now Ellen Boyer, who is the, she was an English teacher at the time and now still leads the theater and forensics programs there. She was an amazing mentor for me. She helped me actually get involved in theater in the first place. I don't think I would have had the courage if she hadn't said, hey, I think you should give this a try, and it really opened doors for me and introduced me to a community that was supportive and, you know, helped me find my voice. And also Mike Naylor, he was another coach on the forensics, the speech and debate team, who was a real mentor and helped me to sort of find my path.
I guess finally, anything else to add? You get an open mic now to talk about anything you wish to you'd like to share with our audience.
Oh goodness! Well, I will also say congratulations, excuse me, to Linda Schlegel-Culver, who is very deserving, and I'm very honored to be recognized along with her, and thank you to the Shikellamy principal and faculty for their recognition. And then I would just say to students just to try to really tap into the warm and welcoming Shikellamy community and to find your voice and your people, because this is a really fantastic place to grow up and a place to really find the support you need to find your path to success.
Well, thank you so much for the inspirational words and your time and sharing with us. You are overseas now. I think of you as in London. Is that still current?
I was in London. I'm now back in the States and based in Washington, D.C., but I do travel quite a bit to London and Singapore and Shanghai and a few other places. So quite fun.
Typical month for a Shikellamy grad, globetrotting. So, yeah, but thank you for setting that scene and telling us that, and thank you for calling in this morning. Thanks for all you've done. And next time you're in town, come visit us. I'd love to explore these and more topics with you, with the opportunity and some time to do so. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate that. That is Amy Martin Ziegenfuss, 1991 graduate of Shikellamy, and she's being honored with joining the Shikellamy Alumni Wall of Distinction. We thank the principal, Mark Freeman, at the high school for helping to make sure that we had opportunity to talk to Amy and Linda Schlegel-Culver this early hour. You're going to hear more about this in the future and more inductees and more individuals named, but this is an opportunity to call attention to individuals who graduated from Shikellamy, who have gone on to do well in their world and in the world.